USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report set to be released on Thursday, the White House is coming up with a counter report to be released shortly after the redacted Mueller material is released. Anthony Scaramucci, former Trump White House Director of Communications, tells CNN,
he's expecting that all the good news is out there now, and there's 400 pages of information. Somebody like the President would have the sense to know that in 400 pages, there's more than syllables, there's likely paragraphs that probably are going to look not great for him, or people in the administration, or people in the transition.
The president's attorneys have promised such a rebuttal to Mueller's nearly 400-page report for months. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is traveling in Europe with a congressional delegation of both Democrats and Republicans. They're now in Ireland, where Brexit is to be one of the main topics of discussion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Damage assessments are being made on Notre Dame Cathedral after Monday's fire. Michel Picaud is the president of Friends of Notre Dame de Paris, the group that raised funds for the restoration project that was underway before the fire.
We had even last week taken down the 16 monumental statues that adorn actually the spire, and now suddenly in a few hours we make a step backward, and so we will have much more to do to restore the cathedral.
It could take weeks to fully assess the damage. According to campaign finance reports, Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar raised over $800,000 in the first 3 months of the year, putting her at the level of top fundraisers among House Democrats. Law enforcement officials in Minneapolis say 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda was looking for a random adult to kill over the weekend before he threw a 5-year-old boy from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America. The child was tossed down nearly 40 feet on Friday, leaving him with life-threatening injuries, including multiple broken bones and severe head trauma. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump took credit for Minnesota's strong economy during a tax day visit to the state on Monday, saying his 2017 tax cuts created jobs and brought unemployment to a record low. His economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, tells Fox News there's no other explanation for the great economy.
If you go back to 2016, the Congressional Budget Office is nonpartisan. It forecasted what 2018, last year, would look like. And they said that the economy that President Trump inherited would create 58,000 jobs a month. If you look at what we did last year, we created about 206,000 jobs a month. And so there's this big, big increase in growth and job creation and wages that must be explained by something. And so the question I would ask a critic of the tax cuts is, well, if it wasn't the tax cuts and it wasn't our deregulation, then what was it? Was it like the Martians? Was it, you know, magic sauce?
The president repeatedly touted the 10-year, $1.5 trillion package of tax cuts as the biggest tax cut in history. A county in New York is dealing with 186 confirmed cases of measles. Rockland County Executive Ed Day says he's continuing an emergency declaration to prevent unvaccinated children from going out in public.
Even the governor has utilized this emergency declaration under New York State executive law option for situations far less critical than a public health emergency. I would submit to the people of Rockland that what we are going through now is much, much worse. To say we are overreaching flies in the face of fact, history, and the most important, common sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.